Good morning. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church as we gather for worship this morning. There have been announcements displayed on the whiteboard. If you have not been able to catch them all, you certainly may look at a printed copy of the announcements on the table as you come in. Some of them I'd like to highlight, including that we are looking forward to this Wednesday's midweek service. It is the final midweek Advent service at 5:30, and next Sunday we will continue to have our Sunday morning services at 9 a.m., and we will have our Christmas Eve service at 2 p.m., and then a Christmas Day service at 9 a.m. So we're excited to have you worship with us as you're able. And if you're not able to be here, well, may God's peace and blessings be with you in this wonderful time of the year. This morning, our children have continued to lead us in our worship, and we had wonderful prelude music from different children, and we're so thankful for all of those that were able to be part of that, and we look forward to them continuing to help and aid us in our service this morning. Our opening hymn this morning is "O Come, Little Children," and I would invite you to stand and sing as we make our beginning. Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. as a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority. I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, you make us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that as we joyfully receive him as our Redeemer, we may with sure confidence behold him when he comes to be our judge, through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I invite the congregation to be seated as our children at this time will begin to help us in our worship service.
Sunday school this year, we have been learning about God's promises to his people throughout the ages. It began when he promised Adam and Eve that he would send us a Savior. He promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob many descendants, and that through their descendants all the earth would be blessed. God keeps his promises. He is faithful. Today we will tell you about God's promises to his people in the Old Testament and how he kept his promises by sending us Jesus. A prophecy from Genesis 3:15. The Lord God said to the serpent, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel.
A prophecy from Jeremiah 33:14-16. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah in those days, and at the time I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will dwell securely, and this is the name by which it will be called, the Lord is our righteousness. A prophecy from Micah 5:2. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler of Israel, whose coming forth is from old and ancient days.
Prophecy from Isaiah 11:1-5. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his root shall bear the fruit. And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide distributes by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins.
A prophecy from Isaiah 40:1-5. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is ended, that iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand, doubled for all her sins. A voice cries, in the wilderness prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in a desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. Then the uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
prophecy from Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
I invite the congregation to continue as we sing together, O Come, All Ye Faithful.
A reading from Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from the Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judah, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Thank you. the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them,
"Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news and great joy that will be for all the people.
This is a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger."
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning the child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Thank you. prophecy from Isaiah 9:2. The people who walked in the darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelled in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will no end on the throne of David over his kingdom, to establish it, to uphold it with justice and righteousness. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
The congregation to continue as we sing Silent Night. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning's sermon is based upon a text from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 8. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Our God does want you to be comforted in this life, to be comforted, to be assured that his promises for you are true. As the children have been speaking to us, and as they have been learning, God is faithful. He is faithful to the promises he has made. He keeps his promises. And in that, you can be comforted. Today we live, and people around us may make promises, and yet there are days where we're not entirely sure on whether or not they will be able to keep their promises. And yet, we have our Heavenly Father who speaks promises, and even though it may not appear that he has kept or is keeping his promises, we continue to trust in him. We trust in his word, for his promises, they do not always happen to be fulfilled within a few days, months, or years, or even decades. Sometimes his promises take centuries before they are fulfilled. Isaiah spoke centuries before the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and yet God had him speak to his people words of comfort, for they knew that God would fulfill his promises. And God sent his Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, born of Mary in Bethlehem, to fulfill the promise that he had given, the promise for a Savior from sin. Isaiah spoke, "And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." Yes, the glory of the Lord was revealed. Angels proclaimed the message to shepherds that there was a Savior born. And the glory of the Lord continues to be revealed, so that, yes, all flesh shall see it, so that you and I are able to see God's promise of comfort fulfilled in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Angels announced it first to the shepherds near Bethlehem. Children today have announced it to you, to me, and to all who are able to hear, that Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, has been born in Bethlehem. He has been born to be your Savior, so that he might go to the cross of Calvary, shed his blood, die upon it, and grant to you forgiveness for all your sins. Yes, this is the glory of the Lord, the glory that is revealed at this time. When we gather together and worship and celebrate, each time we hear the story, God's word continues to go out. Yes, the mouth of the Lord has spoken. He is faithful in fulfilling his promise. He is faithful in fulfilling his promise of a Savior, Jesus. And he is faithful to the promises that he has given to you in his word and in the sacraments. You receive life and salvation through that very same child that Isaiah prophesied, Jesus. You receive salvation as your sins are washed away in holy baptism. You receive salvation as you are able to participate in the Lord's Supper and take his very body and blood and eat and drink it for your forgiveness. Yes, the Lord is faithful. You have life today, but you will also have life eternal through Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. A promise fulfilled we see in the birth of Jesus of Nazareth. A promise to you for life's salvation we anticipate, as Isaiah spoke to the people of Israel as they anticipated the coming Savior. We anticipate our Savior's return and the promises fulfilled that he has given to us. In Jesus' name, amen. I invite the congregation to stand as we confess the Apostles' Creed, and in that creed we speak of those promises that God has fulfilled and that God will be fulfilling in the future. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. At this time, our offerings are gathered. Continue with the prayers of the church. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O Lord, you have been favorable to your people and restored the fortunes of your church by the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ. Fill us with rejoicing at all times and give reasonableness to our words and deeds, that all may recognize our Christian confidence in your advent. Lord, in your mercy, preserve your Son's bride, the church. Make it her constant joy and delight to proclaim the good news of forgiveness in her Savior to poor sinners. Lord, in your mercy, Holy Father, lead all pastors to regard themselves as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. May they be found trustworthy as they carry out their duties. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Heavenly Father, be the source of strength and comfort in every home. Bless the children of our families, that every darkness would be lightened by your Son's gracious visitation. Preserve them from danger to body and soul. Guide them by your word in wise paths, and keep them firm in the faith until life's end. Lord, in your mercy. God of comfort, remember the hungry, homeless, less fortunate, and unemployed. Bring them the good news of Christ and guide us in our stations to come to their aid. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, your Son gave sight to the blind, healed the lame, cleansed the lepers, gave hearing to the deaf, raised the dead, and preached good news to the poor. Sustain now the sick and suffering in their trials, especially Rick, Glenn, Wayne, Colleen, Dick, Tracy, Abigail, Jerry, and Leon. By Christ's compassion, grant them healing in accord with your perfect will. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Bless all who come to Zion's feast today, that they would rejoice in the gracious visitation of their Savior at the holy altar. By his true body and blood, forgive their sins and strengthen their faith. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you gave your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to become man, that he might enter this world and destroy the works of the devil, deliver us from sin and death, and give us everlasting life. We implore you to rule and govern our hearts by your Holy Spirit, that we would seek no refuge but his word, that we would avoid the sin in which our sinful flesh is inclined, and that we would remain among the faithful followers of Christ, in whom we obtain eternal salvation through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I invite the congregation to be seated at this time as our children will continue to share the good news.
Born in Bethlehem wasn't just any baby. He wasn't just a baby who grew up to be a famous person. He was born to be our Savior, to die on the cross for our sins. A prophecy from Isaiah 53, verses 2 through 6. For he grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form of majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by man, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he was borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted.
But he was wounded for our transgressions, but he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Have this mind wrought among ourselves, which yours in Jesus, in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in yours, the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taken from the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, of the glory of God the Father.
A reading from John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
God certainly desires for you and for me to have eternal life, and to assure us of the eternal life we have through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he blesses us with the sacrament of the Lord's Supper. I invite you to stand as we continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, for the countless blessings you so freely bestowed on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sins, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all the universe, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. But in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption that you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.